Welcome to Excelling in the Workplace, strategy number two. Strategy number two is don't allow yourself to become a victim. The word victim actually means to be tricked or duped. Satan wants you to believe that you are powerless in these types of situations, especially if you have a boss that has a higher position than you, that there is a difference between natural authority and spiritual authority. And the Bible does say that we are to obey those that have rule over us and we are to pray for those that have authority. But that doesn't mean that we have to allow ourselves to be abused by those that have authority. So you can have spiritual authority whether you have natural authority or not. So how do you walk in spiritual authority? I think I've said this so many times, is that you have to be a person of prayer. And also, I'm going to leave a link in the bottom of, in the comments. I want you to get Witches in the Workplace, Building an Effective Battle Strategy. It is an ebook that I put together based off of the initial video I did, Witches in the Workplace. But I want you to understand that you are not a victim, because a victim is powerless. You relinquish your power when you become a victim. There was a movie in the early 2000s with Jennifer Lopez. It was called Enough. And she was a waitress and she married this guy that was a very wealthy contractor. And soon she found out that he was crazy. He abused her, he followed her, he terrorized her. And her daughter were on the run for many months. And then she came to the point where she was like, okay, this is enough. So she went and she started training. She became a boxer. She learned martial arts. And she decided at this point that everything you're doing to me, all the terrorizing, all the abuse, it is enough. It is time for you to tell Satan enough. Because the Bible says that we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. So you are not fighting a person, you are fighting a spirit. And he knows when you know whether you have authority or not. When Satan knows that you know you have power, that is when he begins to back up. That's why the Bible says put on the full armor of God. Because Satan has no authority. I said this in the last video. He doesn't have any authority against a blood-bought believer. But you cannot allow yourself to be victimized. Because when you allow yourself to become a victim, you have already lost the battle. So in the movie, she actually became the pursuer. She actually became the one that was chasing and pursuing him because she had enough. And she's like, I'm going to come after you before you come after me again. And that's how you have to do the enemy. You start going after him. Don't cower under the pressure. Don't cower under the warfare. You start pursuing him. You pursue him in prayer. You pursue him in worship. You pursue him in declaring and decreeing the word. You pursue him because you have authority over him. He just knows when you know you don't have authority. So I want to encourage you today that you are not a victim. It doesn't matter what they're trying to do. It doesn't matter what they're trying to accomplish. It doesn't matter how they're trying to weaken you. You are the victor. The Bible says that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And that means that we don't conquer one time. We conquer over and over and over and over again. And if it's time for you to move on, we believe God in the Holy Spirit that he already has another place prepared for you. But you don't have to run. You don't have to quit. You don't have to allow yourself to be full of care or anxiety, because the Bible says God will contend with those that contend with you, and he will fight against those that fight against you. And I decree right now, as I speak into your heart and into your spirit, that you have the victory. Decree and declare the word. Worship him. One of the Hebrew words for God is Jehovah Sabaoth, means that he is the captain of the army. He is the Lord of hosts. And one of my favorite scriptures is when Elijah was getting ready to fight the king of Syria, and his servant Elijah was anchored, he was poised, and he was ready for battle because he knew something that his servant did not know. And the servant was afraid and he was like, Master, what are we going to do? And Elijah said, Lord, open his eyes. And the Lord opened the eyes of the servant, and there was a host of chariots with flaming fire, standing and ready to move and fight on behalf of Elijah. And that is where the passage says, there were more with us than there are with them. There are more with you than there are with them. And I release angels on assignment to bring strategy, to protect you, to cover you, to encourage you. In Jesus' name, you have the victory. Once again, I'm leaving the link below, but download the book, which is in the workplace, Building an Effective Battle Strategy. I promise it will help you. God bless you.